Well, this is a very big day on our show. It's a happy slash sad day. We are happy for big, strong Jeremy Moran, our longtime board op for 22 plus years, been with the station for 25 years, came up in the Rant Farm system, assumed the big chair as the technical director and board op for the morning show 22 years ago. He's been a part of this very stable crew that we've had together for a long, long time. The three of us in the on-air studio, Fernando producing us for 25, 26 years, and Jer in the board op chair for 22. DJ is new to the crew, and he's been a great addition. But Jer has decided to retire, and we are very envious that this morning was your last early alarm.
Darn
last,
right.
Last yeah, early wake-up call. That's the thing I think all of us are most looking forward to when our retirement day is here.
Just swipe left on that alarm there and get rid of it forever.
Boy, no kidding. Yeah. But we're very happy for you because I know this is a big decision and you've thought a lot about it, but we're very, very sad to lose a longtime member of the show, and it's not going to be the same without you.
No, it is not. And so we're trying to make today a big, long send-off for Big Jer. And I asked you yesterday, what's your favorite breakfast? If you could have your favorite breakfast, what would it be? Or as we're calling it, Jer's last meal. And you said omelet. So our friends at Eatsy's, thanks to Adam, he's brought up omelets for Jer this morning. So there you go for your last meal as you get ready to depart the ticket. And
for Jim Nance.
As you may be ready. And some of our other friends here on the ticket wanted to bid farewell to the greatness of Big Strong Jeremy.
Hello, Jer. This is your friend Groobs. I'm going to pause for a moment so Gordon can do his great impression of me. Thanks, Gordon. Well, Jer, you're finally quitting 20 years after I first met you when you'd already been beaten down by your job for 2 years. Congrats on fighting through it just to get the Cumulus 25th anniversary gift of an old toilet seat signed by the Dickey brothers. You've always been the guiding light for me and every board I've hired at the station since 2000. Thank you for everything you've done to your body for the P1. I love you very hard.
Jer, it's Mino. If you're hearing this, something went terribly wrong. Man, I'm going to miss you. You are a board ops board op. All of us, everybody that's worked here and run the board, we have to credit you for teaching us, learning your ways, watching you. You've done it right. You're a professional. You're really going to be missed here. What you don't know is I've been working with an alliance called the Hardline, made up of Corby, Bob, Davey, and myself. We got Danny out. We got Mike Saroy out. And unfortunately, we had to evict you this week. Hopefully we can stay friends after the show, and man, I love you. I'm going to miss you.
Hello, this is Matt Birmingham, also known as Ham, afternoon board op here at the Ticket. To me, one of the great things about Jer that he has given us over his 25 years was his ability to consistently interject laughter into our lives. And with his unique sense of humor, Jer gave us all an opportunity, if even for a moment, the possibility to forget some of the burdens and alleviate some hardships going on in our lives. There has been no board op at the Ticket that has provided more laughter than Jer at the helm. And for that and his service, we are all grateful. Goodbye, Big Strong.
Hey, Jeremy, it's your friend Jake Kemp from the Hang Zone. And very sad to see you go, but happy that you will be making some of that Saudi blood money over on the Live Tour. I know it's always been your dream. Seriously, I really do appreciate everything you did for me up here, and I hope you enjoy your retirement. Love you, pal.
Jeremy, you're amazing. You've been an amazing board op for the past 25 years. You've been a huge part of this station. AM Ticket is not going to be the same without you, and I just want you to know that you've always been a great friend. You've always been a true pro, and I'm going to miss Jer the board op, but I think I'm going to miss Jer the person the most. So, love you, pal. So happy for you in your next chapter, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch, but just want to give you a big verbal hug right now. Love you, Jer.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Jeremy. I love you, man. I will miss you. I appreciate all the hard work that you've done for this place over the years and working with those morning boys for as long as you have, and especially helping out me, a guy that is not on your day part, but
you always jump to it whenever I'm looking for audio, and I can't thank you enough for that. You've been awesome through the years. Great friend, great co-worker, all that good stuff, and I wish you nothing but the best in future endeavors, my friend. For the final time, Jeremy, I love your buns.
Jeremy, it is Ty Walker, and man, you finally escaped. All I can do is applaud you. And I'm going to simply repeat what everybody else is probably saying. I know they're saying, you're the damn best, man. You set the bar when it comes to board ops at this dumb place. So, love you, man. Love being able to talk Star Wars with you and wrestling and getting to do our shows and everything. So, man, have fun. Get the hell out of here. Love you, buddy.
Hi, Jer. This is Dan McDowell. Oh, Jer Bear. You're leaving. Why is everybody leaving? That's my first question. My favorite memory was when you were on our show yesterday. Do you remember that? Our show, noon to three, The Hang Zone with Dan and Jake. Tune in. Weekdays. Are you still under 54? Yeah. So if you're 25 to 54, tune in.
Cheap promo.
What's this for again?
For Jer. He's leaving.
Oh. I'll miss you, Jer. Jer Bear. Remember Ooh That Smell? That was a funny drop that used to play. All right, I got to go.
Okay. See you there, Jer.
It's very touching. A collage of your coworkers, Jer.
Yeah. Everybody's going to miss Big Strong Jeremy. And it is cool, all of the guys who've either run the board, like Mino used to and Jake, or still run the board. And Grooves was on there too as a former board operator.
All right, I have a problem
look
with
up
one
the
thing
chair.
That Mino said, though.
One thing?
Which thing?
He described Jer as a board ops board op, a term which has never been used.
That's what he is, though.
In the history.
I'm a board op for other board ops. Look at how many of them fill in on weekends now.
And then Corby's quote, really love you, Jer. You would always jump to it when I told you to do something. That's the way Corby thinks.
Back in the rant days, is that how he treated Jer?
I guess so. Yeah, I just didn't remember that.
Well, we're probably about to be exposed here on the show because we lean on Jer a lot for not only the production value, but he's an amazing resource of information, too. If we ever have an entertainment question like, who's that actress or who's that actor or what movie was that? Jer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his own Wikipedia page.
Especially when it comes to sci-fi movies and shows.
We got a Star Wars question.
And wrestling.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones. Like any Game of Thrones question I have for you, Jerry. You're always a...
I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, Gordon.
bad example.
Yeah, terrible example.
Well,
but
all
Star
the
Wars,
other ones, though.
Star Wars, for sure.
Star Wars, definitely.
We lose our authority on Star Wars information. It's Big Strong Jeremy, but... He really is a great coworker. He's just been, I think the best thing you can do as a coworker is just, you know, always be there for, your fellow employee and always be, I never had a dust up with Jer, I don't think. We probably disagreed on things. Mm. And the whole 3-inch putt thing may have been some tension between us. But
it was a dust biggest up on dust his... up of Jer's career has been with you.
It was a dust up on his side of the equation.
Yeah, but I certainly didn't mean it that way. In all seriousness, I didn't mean that to be a hurtful thing for you.
Intent and, doesn't matter.
I'm not talking to you, dumbass. I'm talking to Jeremy.
Don't call Jer a dumbass.
I'm not. I'm calling Gordon Keith one. But yeah, like everyone said, Jer, you're the best, and you really started. The using the drop as just a big part of the show. Drops have always been a part of the ticket going back to the very first week, but you helped take that to the next level to make people laugh, not only on their way in the work as listeners, but us. You crack me up every day with something you play or something you say too. And that's one of the reasons why Gordo recommended you all those years ago. Jeremy is funny. He's funny with the drops that he will play, and he'll say things that are really funny, and that couldn't be more true.
So, Jer, I'm living vicariously through you since I've been thinking of retirement since I was age 8. What was it like this morning when you woke up to that alarm for the last time at 3:45, and what was the drive-in like? What was coming into the studio like for you?
That last time hearing the alarm, that was kind of relief thinking, I never have to hear that one again at this time. Been getting ready, you know, taking my time, choosing my clothes, putting on my dress uniform, getting my service revolver just in case.
Right.
Driving in was busy. It's a lot busier than it was 22 years ago when we started. There was no traffic on the roads back then.
Isn't
now,
that weird?
That is
now
true.
It's
that's
like
changed.
Almost rush hour traffic at times out there. But yeah, it was very melancholy. I just, you know, listened to some music and just enjoyed the ride.
Then what do you think it's going to be like at 12:01 when you walk out of that room?
It'll be a little sad, but a little happy. So sad happy, I guess.
Yeah, sad happy.
A term that I learned from this station from you guys, sad happy.
Is it going to be weird that security has to escort you out?
Yeah, that's,
you know,
a little weird.
Got to make sure that no one does anything on their way out.
Yeah, they've dropped off a single box for me. So, you know, that's going to be tough.
Do you think tomorrow morning when you wake up naturally around 7 a.m., you're going to think, oh my God, that was great?
That will be nice. That will be very nice. My wife will be probably up by then getting herself ready for her day since she works from home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll smell the coffee cooking. We make it weird at home. I don't drink it, so I don't know how you make coffee.
Does your wife ever listen to the show and hear your fine work?
God, I hope not.
Oh, no.
They've never talked about it.
Mm.
Now, she's been on the air before, years ago.
I know that, but I didn't know if she listened to
No, she does not listen.
Yeah, that's probably good.
But people do snitch sometimes, I've discovered. So,
So do you have any short-term plans? Any trips you want to take or anything you want to do with your now more free time?
I don't really have much other than just relaxing and enjoying not having to get up early. I'm going to, you know, take some time, you know, catch up on some TV shows that I haven't been paying attention to for a while.
I'd like to recommend Game of Thrones.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I've heard that might be good. And I heard there's another one, too. House of Dragon Pants.
You know, Serena Williams says that she's retiring from tennis, but she wants to evolve, and the next chapter will be whatever that is.
Yes.
Will your next chapter perhaps be as professional wrestler?
It's possible. I think at my age, I'd be more likely to be a manager.
Yeah.
Like the great Bobby Heenan or Jim Cornette.
Skandar Akbar.
Yes.
How about an announcer?
I could be an announcer, sure.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. You've already got the nickname Big Strong Jeremy. That's perfect for wrestling.
Yeah, that does sound like a wrestling nickname for sure.
But I've also got the body of a 48-year-old, so I'm not in the best shape.
Jer.
Well, I do plan to work out more, but
at least
a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, Jer.
So when you started 25 years ago, who did you interview with?
Cat.
It was Cat.
Bruce... It was before Bruce got here. I think I got here like maybe a week after you moved into the old studios on Maple. Because I think stuff was still being set up.
And then you did overnights.
Did overnights.
And then how did you become a part of the rant? Because you were still technically on the board, or did you get a new shift that gave you the rant?
I started, you know, overnights, and then I moved to evenings. And then from there, I was like... I was running the board Saturday afternoons, but I was also producing the T-Box and the fitness show, George DiGiani.
I didn't realize that.
That's some sort of sick joke on Kat's part, I think, that I was doing golf and fitness.
So you would get Dr. Salmon on and people
like
that.
Yeah, I'd do that, and then I was off for 3 hours, and then I'd come back and run like noon to 6, and then finally, I think they figured out that was kind of silly, and so I started just working the rant on weekends. I had a Sunday shift, too, with Elf. And then eventually started filling in more with you guys, producing and board hopping, and then I ended up here.
But your greatest job was the rant on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, being there for such greatest hits as JFK Jr.
Yes, we were kind of the star.
You were on the board
Hutch,
that day? Why didn't you bring that to an end, Jer? Why didn't you?
It was a different time.
Or something.
It was a different time. We did different things back then. I was there for the birth of Irving Cares.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Several other bits that we can't mention on the air.
It was wrong then. It's wrong
forget
now.
Forget about those. Absolutely. What was the thing that cracked you up most on this show in the last 22 years?
Oh, man.
The one where we did the playlet of your dog.
What
your dog did while you were away.
Scooting across the bed. That
with
was pretty good.
Legs up in the air.
The one with the French guys kicking a squirrel off the Grand Canyon. That was a pretty good one.
Hold on a second. I don't remember this story.
Jerry's playlist, he played a couple guys speaking in French and then a boot. And
why did French guys kick a squirrel off into the Grand Canyon?
I don't know. It's your story.
I don't remember it.
Hang on. I'm trying to find it.
The Jer playlist is what I'll miss maybe the most.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about a story and Jer will just back it up.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. It's about a minute, but here we go.
Two guys go to the Grand Canyon. They're French-speaking men. They take some video and they upload it to YouTube at Grand Canyon National Park that shows them shirtless, wearing boxers, luring a squirrel to the edge of the cliff and then kicking it into the Grand Canyon.
God. I hate squirrels, but that's awful.
The video was quickly taken down and then, of course, posted by other users who had snagged it. So these guys were French-speaking.
Does that mean they're from France? Or are they French-speaking Canadians?
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel.
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel.
They're yelling. Getting all psyched up.
Oh.
Wow. How did you get that audio play together in short notice?
See?
George just turning bright red as he can't breathe in there.
I was doing it all over again. Okay. Like the first time I heard it.
And here's the difference between someone like Jer and someone who would fill in for Jer, let's say from time to time, or some other board op. Well, we've had this happen before. We're like, we do a story like that. What does Jer do? He scrambles, finds some drops, and constructs an instant audio play. How many times have we been doing a story, and someone may be filling in for Jer, different board op, and we'll look back and think, oh, they're going to do an audio play, right? And we'll look back, and they're just looking at us, smiling and laughing.
Right.
Jer was not a passenger to the show the way some people will be.
No, he was Jer a very, very, very big part
of it. I shoot the wheels off when I can.
Yes. It's your greatness.
Well, Jer, we love you long time.
Yeah.
Love you lots and love you long time.
Yes.
And we're going to miss you tremendously, but we're going to continue honoring the great career of Big Strong Jeremy. We're going to have him as our special guest in Musical Musers coming up at 8:55. He's going to tell us his favorite and least favorite music that he's spun over the years on this show. Anxious to hear that list. And coming up next, Jer, we're going to be joined by one of your all-time favorites who wants to wish you a great retirement and a farewell.
I've never seen that in my life.
All right, we're saying goodbye to Big Strong Jeremy Moran, our longtime board op. This is his final show with us after 22-plus years in the saddle. And so he's going to be our special guest in Musical Musers. We'll talk about some of his favorite and least favorite songs that he's spun over the years, some joke songs and more. But, Jer, right now we have a very special guest of the show and one of your favorites who wants to come on and wish you a fond farewell. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher.
Hello.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Oh, you got me.
We got you. You got us?
Yeah, I got you. I can hear Craig, and I think I can hear George, but I can't hear Jeremy right now.
Oh.
Hello, Jesse.
Oh, there you are. Hey there, Jess. So good to hear your voice.
Good to hear from you.
Boy, I tell you, you really dropped a bomb on all of us when you announced this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear it. Of course, not as big as a bomb as I dropped on Nagasaki back in 45. Right.
Oh, Jesse, yeah.
But that was when we taught them Japanese a little lesson on respecting the locations of Ben Affleck movies. I think they finally got the message. I don't know.
I thought you were in the infantry. I didn't know you were an airman.
But I got to know Mr. Jeremy when he would attend various wrestling contest exhibitions, that I would, you know, be working the facility, and I would usher the hell out of him to the
always
seats.
Say hi to him, yeah.
Yeah, and watch him tastefully flip off the crowds, you know, during the sport contest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big thing there.
And, you know, I really came to love Jeremy. I know that you're a young man, young enough to be my grandson, but how old are you?
I'm 48.
Great-grandson, old enough to be my great-grandson. Now, I know it's strange, but boy, young people are doing better than I am. You're retiring at 48.
That's pretty good.
I'm still working at 87. Whoa, what the hell? Tell me your secret here.
I guess I've made better life choices.
That both tickles and offends me, but... my secret to longevity is drinking 2 hydro flasks of water every day.
Okay.
All right.
Drink plenty of water. That and bathing in the blood of scared virgins.
Scared.
I find that keeps my skin taut.
Interesting.
And, of course, I have an endless supply of this stuff because I'm friends with a few Democrats. But anyway, let's get back to Jeff.
Okay. Dude.
If we could, I really hope that you enjoy your retirement. What are you going to do? You going to travel all 50 states? You going to learn a new hobby?
Yeah, I might get an RV and travel around the 50 states. And
start selling ProFlow. What you going to do?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe Amway.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well,
ProFlow.
We're going to do a segment on the air here?
You're on the air right now, Jesse.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll go ahead and officially invite Jeremy to the Duran Show tonight at Dickie's.
Okay.
Right. You're working that one, huh?
Come with me. No, I'm not working. I'm going to go see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're my favorite. They were, you know, very popular when I was a teenager, so I'm going to go see him. And
you were not a teenager in the 80s.
Jay, you can come with me and sit next to me, and we'll try to pick up on some MILFs together.
That sounds good.
While they're dancing to Hungry Like Some Wolves.
Yeah.
Just Hungry Like the Wolves.
Very exciting for you, Jay.
I'm thrilled.
It's an exclusive opportunity that you have, Jay. We head on out there, and if you don't want to go to the Duran, of course, I got lots of hookups and people that I know that work in the wrestling entertainment business.
There you go.
Yeah, wrestling tickets.
I can introduce you to Ric Flair or the Hulk Hogans or take you to the grave of Rowdy Roddy Piper, anything you want.
Indeed.
Wow. That's a tough one.
We can do that.
Sounds fun.
Of course, I think you already met the Hulk Hogan's, didn't
you? Yes, I did, a few years ago. Yeah, we had him in studio.
Yeah, because I ushered him up there to the studio.
That's right. That was you.
Yeah. Now, that wasn't too long after he was rubbing that lotion on the back of his daughter's buttocks on that show that he had.
Let's try to forget about
that. Made everyone a little bit uncomfortable. But anyway, I just wanted to wish you a happy, is it your birthday? What are we doing here?
No, Jerry's leaving the ticket.
Right,
it's his last day. Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Wish you a happy retirement. And
thank you, Jesse.
I've just really appreciated working with you over the years. You always pulled up my phone call so well.
You did,
appear on the show.
You certainly did.
So thank you for your service. And
all right, Jesse.
And okay, I'll let you go now.
Moving on along. No.
Okay, we're moving along. Great, keeping it going here.
Thanks, all Jesse. Right, love you.
You take care.
All right, we'll see you, Jesse. There you go. Jesse the Usher.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. You hang up first. 8:47.
I've never seen that in my life.
It's 8:57 on the ticket on a Tuesday morning. Time for Musical Musers, brought to us by the good folks at Globe Life Insurance. Go to globelifep1.com to see what they can do for you. Also by Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law. We've been celebrating the career of Jeremy Moran, our longtime board op. This is his final show this morning as he heads off into retirement. And so I thought we would invite him
onto Musical Musers as our special guest this segment, because over the years, Jer has been the DJ of this show. He has spun every bit of music that you've ever heard us play, the funny songs, the awkward songs, the songs that were done by us or by randos. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear Jer's list of his favorite of our crazy funny songs that he's played over the years and his least favorite, his kryptonite songs. So why don't we start with your favorites? What have you actually enjoyed playing and laughed at?
Well, the first one is one that I actually heard first live back in the rant days. We had this person in studio.
Yes, yes.
This is PC Boy.
Yes.
By Corn Mo.
Amazing song.
There was a young boy put brown rice on his eyebrows, with dried cranberries under his chin. Went to club, said, "Hey, my name is Wild Rice. Could you let me in for free?" I said, "There's no cover, you got rice on your face." He said, "Don't I know you're from someplace?" I said, "Maybe, I don't know." He said, "I think so. Weren't you in Silver Bullet with Corey Haim?" I think you got me mistaken, because I am not your Gary Busey boy. I am not your Gary Busey boy. I am not your Gary Busey. The sounds of some malice has got me somewhat upset with you.
Here we go. So great, so epic at the same time.
Yeah, he was in studio, and I remember Gen X Davey, my longtime Girl Friday right-hand man, Batman-Robin combo, he found Corn Mo. He knew him or something and said, "Hey, we should really have this dude in. He's really good, and I think you'll like him." And so Davey really discovered him for me.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Davey, I should give full credit to him for coming up with Corn Mo.
Yeah, this song just cheers me up every time I hear it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, me too.
I am not your Gary Busey boy.
Love, love, love.
I am not your Gary Busey boy. I am not your Gary Busey. The sounds of some malice has got me so upset.
Hey, here we go.
With
big
you?
Finish now.
Oh, Busey boy.
Corn Mo.
Corn Mo. That's such a great name. Feel that wash over you.
Yes.
That's a good choice.
Don't call me Nick Nolte neither.
Okay.
Nick ends Nolte with a question neither. Mark there. Yeah, that's great.
All right, that's a good one. Still going, hang on.
Okay, this goes on for another 12 minutes.
Yeah, it does. Another one, we've done a lot of sports songs on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one that we played years and years and years ago, and then we lost it. I probably in the move or something. Until finally, somebody was able to find it on a cassette on eBay and actually spent actual money on this song.
It's Brad C. bought it.
Oh, yes, Brad C.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, he sent it in to us. It was digitized, and we now have it forever. It's the greatness of the mic. He just touched it.
<Yeah.
on.
laughs> So many confusing lyrics.
So anemic sounding.
The ballpark seems so empty. It's like we've lost a friend. The lights have all been turned out to kind of mark the end. It feels like someone's missing, someone we all knew. Maybe he just fell down.
No, so I didn't go too far after all.
It is so bad.
Yeah, the good Lord came and got him and said, "You're safe at last. My son, you are forgiven. Don't worry about your past. You're on my team forever. You always gave your very best." Mickey's playing every day now and getting hard.
contradictory? Or?
Yes. Playing every day.
And getting all his rest.
Yeah. So he's doing nothing but resting or playing. There's nothing else.
It's an incredible train wreck of a song. The lyrics are truly unbelievable.
That's what I thought. And I used to stage dramatic readings of them in the ticket cubicle area. And
check everybody
Grego
out.
Grego and Rhines would get mad at me. I think it's pretty good, man.
The guy's a big Mickey Mantle fan. It's
look,
not that
he was
bad.
Moved by the death of Mickey Mantle. Cut him some slack.
Yeah, yeah. And then another one I've really enjoyed. This is a short one, but it's one that we discovered, I believe it was on the streets of Miami, when Gordon was just going town to town, person to person, and interviewing people, and he came across this gem.
Get in my red car, maybe tomorrow. Get in my red car,
maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car,
maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car,
maybe tomorrow.
Baby, go to bed. Baby, go to bed.
I'm waiting for the extended single on that one. Because I think
don't you want to know the rest of that song?
That was a real banger, I think. I think that's one that could really go far.
Get in my red car.
It's going to get people really jacked.
Cranked.
Yeah, get them really cranked. There were a couple brothers that do we even know their names? Did we ever track them down?
Red and Car, I think.
Surely those guys have heard about it, right? From the Ticket in Dallas playing it constantly for the past 15 years.
I don't know.
And they never contacted us.
No, never told us to stop.
To claim credit.
And one more that I've really enjoyed because it freaks me out and I'm a bit jealous because I would have loved to have had this voice. I forget the guy's name, but it is The Lonesome Road.
I got a wall.
I think he hit the brown note.
That lonesome road.
What a bullfrog.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So inspiring. So beautiful.
Wow. So beautiful.
I need to get one of those dudes who has the big sub system in his car to crank that up.
Sit outside and break windows if you had that.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Have you had any Kryptonite songs that we continue to request or ask
and force you to play?
You don't want to hear again?
There's a few. Some of these are songs that I don't necessarily hate, but they get stuck in my head for so long that just when I get them out, they come right back.
They're not worth the earworm.
No, exactly. And this first one is kind of our classic vamp song that we've used whenever you guys get knocked off the air, and this will get stuck in your head for a while. So much noise.
They come from space, so they don't come from here.
Are you sure that's not George singing this?
I've always thought it sounded like George.
You ever seen the video to this?
Yeah. How did you ever get George to sing this at Ticket Stop?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right, I'm shocked that in your greatest hits, one of the greatest songs in ticket history was not played.
Which was?
Don't say it.
It's about remembering someone.
No.
Oh.
Jared tried to block that one from his mind.
This is another one that gets stuck in my head a lot.
It's on his Kryptonite list.
Yeah, I just had to get to it.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Dang it.
It should be. It's the worst. We should stop playing.
What do you mean?
Now that Jared's
this
leaving.
Is a beautiful song.
No, it's not.
That commemorates.
Remembering Lacey.
Oh, it's Rick
how her smile would make you
it's
smile.
Very Rick Scamana.
Remembering Lacey, how she loved their
because
love
it makes you
denied.
Laugh at one of the worst stories ever.
It does not make me laugh at all.
I don't think
it
he's laughing at the story. It's again,
I know.
A train wreck of a song.
I know.
But he's and laughing at the song, and the song is about one of the worst stories ever.
And we send our
that's unconfirmed whether it's about that story or not.
No.
This is about a different Lacey.
No, so
it's
full not. Of life and happiness was pretty Lacey's life.
Let's listen.
With little Connor on the way, just made things seem so right.
Cue backup singers.
Still the two of them together from the start to heaven's door.
Missing some notes there.
And she smiles and says, we love you to the one she's loved before. The tears that fell made flowers bloom.
hang on. We're getting to the best part.
Here we go, George.
Hang on.
Crank it up.
Little Connor runs and picks them. Mama, these for you.
Oh.
Now the angels are preparing special tributes from
the stories.
That's just kick right in the crotchal area.
Now, I think this predated Auto-Tune. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I don't think Auto-Tune existed yet when they made that one. Another one that'll get stuck in my head, and I love to hate it, is a famous rapper.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking. Maybe whoever takes over for you will lose things somehow.
I pray that one day the lost will be found,
I mean,
and they will be brought
flow.
To you. So you
yeah,
can give them
wonderful
the
flow.
He's quite the wordsmith.
I pray that one day I can come before
but,
your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will
yeah,
be lost, because Jesus paid the cost for all of us.
It's not one of the better songs that's
to give
them
praise.
Existed.
I pray that one day all
like
hands
skipping
will be
machine
raised,
gun.
And no one will be left out, because I pray that one
but,
day
yeah.
the truth will be told.
And one final song, and it's not necessarily a song so much.
They play that at Gitmo for the prisoners that they're trying to torture. Enhance
yeah.
their lives.
Yeah, enhancing, very enhancing to their lives.
And this last one, it's not so much a song. It's a genre, really, there that I just can't get into. No matter how hard I try, I can't just feel it. And it's little Pat Green here.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
God.
What are you
yeah.
doing?
Direct shot at George.
No, shot at a friend of the
no,
show.
No, I'm being real. I'm being honest. I respect
not
Pat Green.
Music
you can't.
Okay.
I respect Pat. I'm a fine musician,
like
I'm sure.
Like.
This is not my scene, buddy.
Okay.
Not, I don't get it. I'm hearing it, but I don't get it.
Okay, that's fine.
He's just playing Pat as an example of country music.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? He just doesn't get country
Red
music.
In particular.
Okay.
You could have played Red River Rival, man.
Yeah, I could have played... Somebody besides a friend of the show. Not a lot from
yeah,
the station. But,
this is one to be more familiar to the listeners.
Wow.
I think.
He's going out
it's
with
a good song.
Blazing. Yeah.
I like
sure
the song.
Sure
do you have Red River Rival?
Hang on, it's probably here somewhere.
That's
that one I
down.
Actually have tried to lose. So.
He keeps deleting Red River Rival.
And he keeps showing back up.
That one's not bad.
Red River Rival?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hang on. Let's let people decide for themselves.
So
here.
Bad.
Don't cheer that, Fernando.
She had an accent there.
The Red River Rivals just fighting for survival on the Cotton Bowl battleground. The stakes get steeper and the bowl gets deeper when showdown time comes around. The horns call the Sooners.
It's really sad that this will be the last song that you sing.
Actually, we got some return music.
Yeah.
The 10 o'clock song, so it won't be the last.
Oh, song was wrong. Sooners called the Longhorns a bunch of long gone horns.
Ooh,
yeah,
so
what a
burn.
Burn. George is defending it because he knows
fine.
A guy who played bass on this song or something.
No, I don't know who played bass on this song. Honestly, never thought it was that bad.
Well, Jared, thank you for being our show's DJ for 22 plus years.
And thank you for having me.
And thank you for being our guest.
And thank you for knowing
musical
that.
Music. What's next in the corner?
A big sporting event we've got to talk about next.
Our buddy Mark Elfenbein just brought Jer what appeared to be a giant bagel.
It's huge.
We're feeding you well this
yes,
morning.
Yes.
That's what you need, us to feed you well.
That's what I need, more food.
Like we fed you 2 dozen donuts one time
yeah.
after a bold claim you made.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
You said you could eat 2 dozen donuts easy in an hour.
Yeah, I say a lot of things.
And you made it about a half almost. Half the way through?
Almost. He got through a whole dozen.
I got through a dozen before it started backing impressive. Up a little bit.
Ugh. Gross.
Were you sick the rest of the day?
I was a little backed up.
Had a little happen, trouble. Buddy. All right, this song. What do you think about this song?
It's a good song. I enjoy it.
I get the feeling like George does not respect Billy Joel enough.
Well, why do you say that? I think he's got some great songs.
I don't know. I've always sensed some Billy Joel hesitancy in you.
I think once he started like Uptown Girl, from there on it went in the crapper for him. But leading up to that, hey. I think he was really good.
He's a little over vibratoed in this song, but Uptown Girl's all right. I think Allentown's his worst song.
Yeah, that was the same album, wasn't it? Isn't that
I don't know
where it all started.
May have been.
Well, this is The Corner here on Jer's Last Day, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
P1 sounding off about Jer's retirement. Cooper Ripken Jr. tweeted that he is cry laughing at the Frenchman Squirrel Grand Canyon playlist that we relived earlier in the show today when I was doing a news story about some French guys who kicked a squirrel. Well, let's just take a listen. It's only a minute's worth of audio. Let's take a listen to Jeremy's instant playlist that he somehow assembled.
Two guys go to the Grand Canyon. They're French-speaking men. They take some video, and they upload it to YouTube at Grand Canyon National Park that shows them shirtless, wearing boxers, luring a squirrel to the edge of the cliff and then kicking it into the Grand Canyon.
God. I hate squirrels, but that's awful.
The video was quickly taken down and then, of course, posted by other users who had snagged it. So these guys were French-speaking.
Does that mean they're from France? Or are they French-speaking Canadians?
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel. They're yelling, getting all psyched up.
Oh,
wow. How did you get that audio play together in short notice?
Oh, gosh, that cracks me up.
It was the horn that got me.
Oh, gosh. P1 Macho Nadal said that his favorite Jer moment was when y'all were wondering why Joe DiMaggio was called the Yankee Clipper. And Jer said maybe it's because he liked to clip coupons.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. No. But I doubt very seriously that's why Joe DiMaggio was called the Yankee Clipper.
But he might have. He might have been thrifty.
It's possible, yes. And then 1P1 points out that when Jer did Musical Musers, the Salsa Czar points out that he was really surprised that one song didn't make the cut, and that is Looking for a City.
Yeah, that was on the list. It was on the list, but it was cut for time, unfortunately, at the very end.
Jerry used to play that one quite a bit.
Yeah, but that dude, he wiped the floor with the other guy. Remember when they had a gospel sing-off at a church the next county over?
Showed him up, yeah.
And he showed him up. Looking for a City is a great tune, and I've never heard it sing better than that dude.
Hang on, I think I have it here right now. Some bad acting.
Looking for a city where we'll never die, where the saint of millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, our Holy Spirit.
It really wasn't out of his range, I don't think.
Where we'll never die. Never say goodbye. There will be no Savior.
The piano player just keeps going.
And our love was too. Come, our Holy Spirit. Our homes renew.
All right, well, at least it's over after that. Oh.
Gotta
go higher. Oh, no.
Okay, surely he's at the... It's like someone's holding a balloon, and he's at the very top of it. Okay, the first verse was out of his range. Yeah. Why are we now three verses into it with as many key changes?
Well, that has to be in the very least. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's transposed here a little bit.
The 80 millions never say goodbye.
He's singing in the key of Savoy here.
Never meet our Savior.
Okay.
And our love wants to come, O Holy Spirit.
It's like he's running out of life force.
Our homes renew.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that city.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. Stop it.
Your mouse. Mouse being strangled.
That's amazing.
Oh, that song goes on for like 6 minutes. Let's hear it from the beginning just to hear it in context.
Yeah, one more time.
Stop.
I'm looking at the video of the guy. He is so into it.
I know. Looks like Jason Alexander or somebody sitting up there.
Not a joke. He is into it.
Yeah. I get an email here from Graham. He says, "Hi, Gordon. Another chapter in the amazing book that is The Ticket ends today. I'm sad that Jer has decided to move on. I loved his timing of drops. Mostly genius, sometimes mischievous, always on point. Always calm, unassuming, but always in control. A master of his craft, which became part of the blend of the Muser show. Jer will be leaving humongous boots to fill. But I'd like to wish Jer all the best in his future endeavors. Personally, I think it was the 3-inch putt soundbite, which scarred Jer for life, but very possibly is the funniest clip in the Ticket's history. Guaranteed to make you smile every time Jubb breaks into that incredible laughing fit. How can that not brighten your day after hearing it? Although I doubt Jer would be using it as his future ringtone. Good luck, Jer. Stay hard from your UK listener, Graham."
Good day, mate.
All the way from the UK.
Yes, there he is. It's very nice. And, you know, we had a... Jer was on with me on Discord on Saturday night. We had a little, you know, chat there with a bunch of P1s. Several hundred P1s joined us for this chat. And Jer talked about, you know, his time here at the Ticket, and this woman came on, and I've been thinking about this woman ever since she told you this, Jer, but she told us this incredible story, this P1. She said that she was in the hospital at the time with her daughter, who was having some surgery that she needed to have, and it sounded like a pretty serious situation. She didn't get into all the details of it, but she told the story about how that moment, that putt, was the first time that she had laughed in years, because her daughter had been battling something for years and they'd been going through this. And how much that moment meant to her. And she said, "I know that that you don't particularly like it, Jer, but it had meant something incredible to her."
And I was glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I was. And I realized sometimes comedy is pain. And, you know, my pain can bring other people joy. I'm fine with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A little redemption there for that moment.
Well, it's our final crosstalk with Big Strong Jeremy running the board. Jer, thanks again as we dedicated this show to you today for 22 years of amazing work.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun. It's been a blast. We've had our ups and downs, but really enjoyed working with y'all.
You too. Very much so.
Even Fernando.
We'll even throw him in there. As Soda Weight Loss and Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco bring us our crosstalk with Sean. And Donnie's back from vacay.
Hey.
Donnie's back.
What's up?
Back again.
What is up?
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good to see you.
Better now, we're seeing you.
Yeah, man. Ain't no thing.
What's going on with your hat?
I don't know. What is it?
Gosh, I've never seen one of those before. Shaming him.
I know, it's cool. It's a golf cart.
What?
What company is that?
A hat is a golf cart?
Well, it's got a golf cart emblem on it. Yeah, that's the emblem that's on the... He's not wearing a golf cart as a hat.
I can't believe I'm standing up straight with a golf cart as a hat.
That's not a Bill Murray hat. Yeah. No, that's cool. I hadn't seen that before.
Well,
tour sponsor?
Yes. When I go to the tour. I don't know which one. I'm not revealing which one just yet.
Maybe you could be a live star, too.
Please.
You and Jer.
Jer is the main star.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue the Jerapalooza here from 10 to noon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This last show on the invasion. So we'll hear some classic Jer audio and his zingers and one-liners and drops and all that stuff. And then I even think Jer put together, I don't know how long it is, and I don't know exactly what it is, but he said he put it together, and damn it, we're going to play it.
His final opus.
Great.
His final Mozart painting will be today. What time are we going to do that? Around 11 or something like
11,
that?
15, 11, 10.
Okay, yeah, that's the Jerapalooza.
Got a full two segments.
We are going to speak with the American League Player of the Week, Nathaniel Lowe, at 11:30.
Let's
talk a little football at 10:30. But this is Jer, so we're going to definitely, middle of the show, pay tribute to the longest member from 10 to noon.
Okay. What? All right, you guys have a great show. That's Donnie and Sean.
Just, news to you, Jer.
I kind of faded out a little bit.
He's considered him the most micro member.
They're next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket, maybe. Love you, Jer.
Love you.
Love you, Jay.
Love you, Jay.
What are elements of movies that you guys like? I like movies with boats and courtrooms.
That's the most random odd thing I've ever heard.
I do.
Boats and courtrooms.
Yes.
Separately?
Or together.
Is there a movie you can think of with boats and courtrooms?
Oh, yeah. There are several movies about boats and courtrooms.
Boys. But it's on a boat. Come and join our litigious crew. It's long. By a pool with a slide, there's a judge and an ocean view. The court holds, who could object to this seaside fun? The court holds, sailing for justice for everyone. Barristers in bikinis, they're sand in their legal briefs. And law, on the Bible you swore, it's an open case, and it's way offshore. It's court, but it's on a boat. It's court.
Good morning, everyone. It is 1010. It's Sports Radio 96.7, 1310 The Ticket. This is the Norm and the Invasion, the world's most dangerous midday show. Today without the Norm and for the rest of the week. Norm will be back on Tuesday after Labor Day. In the big chair in the room, we do have Sean Bass. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Donovan. Good to have you back. And
it's
buddy,
good to be back.
It's a bittersweet day up here at the Cumulus Empire.
It is. It is. A sad day. A sad, happy day. Both. Because we won't get to see Jeremy Moran's face every single day. But happy that he floats away into retirement to chill on his bottom and do his thing. Like, I'm really sad, but I'm really happy. Does that make sense? Can I have both emotions
you can do that.
At the same time?
Sure, we'll take that.
Jer, you're the beast, man. You're the bear, the big strong one, and we're going to have a big Jerapalooza today.
Oh, dear.
Because we need to celebrate the man that is Jer, not just with the drop, but the one-liner. And we're really close to the 7th anniversary of this program. It may be today or tomorrow. That's how much I keep up with the dates. It's one of these days. And just these last 7 years of working with Jeremy every single day, you know, you are always maybe have some of the most complicated relationships with the people you're around all the time. Because, you know, there are times you're going to get on people's nerves and all that.
Sure.
Marriage, coworkers, and all that. I can say in 7 years, seriously, I'm not just saying this because he's leaving. I've never had a cross word with Jeremy. Ever. About anything.
Yeah, never.
I've had crosswords with Norm. I had crosswords with Saroy.
And probably me. I mean, you yell at me all the time.
Oh,
it just all bleeds together.
Shut up.
That's behind your back. Not your face.
Yeah, definitely DJ.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
DJ in the short time he's been here.
Every day.
Goodness.
The list is already getting long with him.
Mm-hmm. But not a crossword with Jeremy. Jeremy, we've never been sideways about anything.
I don't think so,
ever.
No.
It's just been a pleasure to work with you, man. And we're going to celebrate you all day today.
It's been fun.
It's been great to watch Jer on social media today, too, because the second I woke up, turned my alarm off, just checked on Twitter to see what kind of news is out there. And the first tweet I see is Jer swiping off his 3:30 a.m. alarm.
So sweet.
That gave me all the energy I needed. That's where I'm getting my energy in this world.
You chose it?
I chose to look at Twitter this morning.
It's a simple question.
That's right. It
is
a simple question.
3 hours ago, Jer said goodbye to the P1s by color coding his OpEx array to say bye.
And you know what? I saw that picture and did not even notice the bye in the right hand corner. That's on me, Jer.
That's all right.
Sean showed it to him and I went, damn, I saw that. And it's right there in front of me.
My little light bright.
Oh, your little light bright. Light brights are so great.
I've got a smiley face. I've got a baby Yoda on there.
You do have the baby Yoda.
What was the game where you had to remember the light pattern?
Simon.
I was so bad at that. Once it got to four, I was always done.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about me? A lot.
Your strengths lie elsewhere. That's what this is about.
It's not in memory, let me tell you.
It is Jer's final day at the helm. Just over an hour left in his ticket tenure after 25 years. And let's go ahead and begin Jerapalooza, Donovan.
Let's
because
do it.
We have to pay tribute to the big strong one. And I know that the Muser spent plenty of time with you this morning talking about some of the times, you know, you cracked them up. But I wanted to focus on just the 10 to noon aspect today. And Jer, you've had numerous times where you've cracked us all up, where you've made things a little uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Or you completely stop things down. And luckily, we've archived enough of that to give you a full, probably two segments here of some of Jer's best and most wheels-off moments. And let's just go ahead and play the first one because this is pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Mateo Feo asks, would you rather spend a year in a submarine or a year in jail?
Jail.
No!
I'm not going in a submarine.
Dude.
I don't want to go to jail either, but are you kidding? What do you think? Submarine is jail.
No, it's not. I'm not worried about dropping soap on a submarine.
Should be. It's full of semen. Bob and Ned are next.
Corona Light ticket.
He sent it to break himself.
Well, luckily he had a crew that knew to lay out. As we hear some audio here in a minute, there's one person that doesn't know when to lay out.
Doesn't understand the greatness of a layout.
No, yeah.
Right, right.
Well, Jer, that was a great stop down. And Jer will get dark. Jer's got a dark side. He's got very dark humor. And this is a good example of that for an old friend of Norm who is no longer with us.
Gun Barrel City.
Gun where they always shoot straight. And the restaurant to go to is the Rio Mar in Gun Barrel City. If you're ever there, Sam, you stop by. My late friend Dave Lawson introduced us to the Gun Barrel City Rio Mar.
But don't ask for him. He won't be there.
Okay, Jer. Jeez Louise, dude.
Didn't seem to work out too well for him.
Wow. All right, let's go Meatheads of the Week.
Okay, I've been
brought
here
to
a while.
By,
I can make those jokes.
Brought to you by Bob Steak and Chop House. Here he is, the presenter, Norm Hitzkus.
All right. Now, is this a product of you just being punch drunk at 11 or
a
whatever?
A little bit, probably, yeah. Just get silly sometimes, and Norm sometimes words things weird, and my brain goes to strange and dark caverns.
Should we reconsider this tribute? We're two clips in, and I'm uncomfortable.
Just wait.
It gets more uncomfortable because...
I love this, excuse me, Sean, because if people don't know the setup here, like, I can easily see DJ. I can easily see Sean when he's in a producer chair. Jared's chair is so low that the only chance I get to see him is between two monitors. And when he makes cracks like that, he will eye me right
between the monitor,
look me right in my face.
Because I know, even though contact. You're distancing from it, you are cracking the F up.
And every time I see his head shoot between and he's looking at me with the one eye, I'm like, Jeremy, will you stop it?
Well, so Jeremy has a level of dark humor. This is unintentional dark humor. And I think Norm sort of sprung a bear trap on Jer after an unfortunate drop.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
I got a Gatling gun for you guys. Here we go.
A what?
Quick sports stories over the weekend. There's so much to do. Here we go. First, the passing of my friend Frank Lucchese. At 92, the former Ranger manager.
I want to apologize to the family of Frank Lucchese, who's sitting there in the front row right now.
And how are you to know? Because he says Gatling gun.
Right.
And you're thinking, okay, I'll
It sounds
just...
like, okay, I'm going to do a sounder for once. I'm going to have some fun with this.
And the first story is the passing of his friend.
Can we hear that again?
To be fair, Norm did that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yes.
You will
I
have,
know.
You will Still have does. Downshift Still Norm does. As he tries to just...
Having a lot of fun. Yeah. And then after the story, he kind of looks at me and I don't know how to transition.
You're in the middle of a story, and all of a sudden...
We had a really, really good man die this weekend, Bill Glass.
Yep, yeah, Bill Glass. Yeah,
Can I hear that again, Jer? Yeah. I want to hear the...
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
I got a Gatling gun for you guys. Here we go.
A what?
Quick sports stories over the weekend. There's so much to do. Here we go. First, the passing of my friend Frank Lucchese. At 92, the former Ranger manager...
He went into that with so much energy.
Let's get to some sports
and
stories.
So
there. Hey,
it sounded like we're going to have fun. And then somebody died.
One of my best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so good. Well, Jer has incredible, impeccable timing. Maybe the best ever. And this is just a small example of that as Jer shot Norm's wheels off during a live spot.
Empty ticket.
This gave a high five to a young man. Can't be more than 3 feet tall. Camp Academies of Dallas and Fort Worth have done spectacular work.
It wasn't Groobs.
This is the best show Jer's ever had. I'm telling you. It's the Norm and D and Jer invasion this morning. The Camp Academies have done spectacular work.
Let's get back to it. Let's get back to it.
Bringing it back to spots.
Well, that was great timing.
Dad humor is always welcome 10 to noon, but sometimes the dad humor is just too much, and sometimes it's from an unexpected pocket of the show, and that would be the board op.
I understand throwing the kid in the pool to teaching him how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Not the ocean. Let's start at a pool.
Maybe he did.
So you think he wanted to graduate the kid,
yes,
5 years old, to throwing him in the ocean?
Off a pier.
Off a pier!
Like at least 25 feet high, right? Or
maybe he was trying to make a point about peer pressure.
Now, you have to admit, Flacco now becomes the second worst joke of the segment.
Oh, dude, agree.
We could have laid out
until
11:08.
Because
there should not have been another word said in this segment.
Yeah, for the rest of the year.
Before we went to break.
Look at a little smug grin.
That's how bad that joke was.
It's not even good, though. It's just...
That was bad.
Was it so bad it was good?
No. It was right in the middle there.
Yes, it was.
He's got so many tools in his bag the way that he can ruin the show.
Yeah. He's a five-tool player.
Sorry, after years of being around the man, it does rub off on you.
It rubs off on you, oh, no doubt.
Especially during a segment like Meatheads.
I know.
The Birdhouse.
I think that's what we're looking for.
About 90% of my jokes on Meatheads.
No question.
And sometimes Jer is just, he shocks everyone. And there's no way to recover. And this is a classic example.
In Las
so
Vegas.
Sheets
Meat sheets. Turkey or roast beef. I think that's the top two.
All right, that's your birdhouse.
Thank you, Sam.
Palmetto?
Yes, you can have that. You can have all the pimento loaf sheets you want.
What about meat curtains?
Well, if you sliced the turkey thin enough, Jer,
don't
the
you
light
share
would
that?
Still come through.
Sam Madison, what are you doing? What is wrong with Jer? Sarai leaves, and then Jer just goes full rogue.
Hell yeah.
It's gross, Jer.
Jer, pick up the pen.
Pick up what pen?
Write it down.
Write what down?
You know what to write down. We'll talk to Dan and Dave Raymond next.
It's a legitimate question.
No, it's not.
The Jim has been having fun talking sports.
Go to timeout, Jer.
Gross, Jer.
I think Norm had ever heard that term before.
No,
by his response.
He was almost trying to explain it.
Yeah, meat curtains do sound impractical.
You slice the turkey too.
Yeah.
Isn't
that Norm?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. And we have one more, because next segment, Jer has...
He's going out his own way.
He's going to empty the clip.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for this.
But this has been making us laugh, you and me, for what, the past 2-3 weeks? Whenever this happened.
I think a couple of weeks.
Fridays ago, Norm was going to a haunted hotel in Oklahoma City, and he had a story about Meta World Peace getting sexually assaulted by Effie the Ghost.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't leave that alone.
And you're staying at this hotel, huh?
Yep.
So if you hear any noises, are you going to, you know, like sleep with one eye open, or are you going to have your cane, like, right there so you can start swinging that thing?
I think they're bringing one of the dogs.
Okay.
You know, get a little barking going on.
Is this the first time you've stayed at a haunted establishment?
No. I've stayed at one before in New Zealand, Larnach's Castle, named after William Larnach. The castle's about 150 years old, and his story's ridiculous. You couldn't write a Hollywood script for his story.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
You don't want to be sexually assaulted by a ghost named Effie?
No, I don't think so.
Norm? Are you going to invite it?
No, he's going to sleep nude.
Yeah,
just to make Effie's work easier.
Yeah, one of his legs just hanging out the side of the bed to entice Effie.
Sleeping on his stomach.
Sir?
Hello.
Oh. With a smile on his face. Oh, that is so terrible.
Jeremy.
Oh, man. Yeah, you are number one. That's great.
Were you just wondering, Jer?
Just wondering.
Okay.
Just wondering.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kind of looking behind.
It's going to be a goofy show today.
Oh, boy. That's awesome. That was awesome.
Jer, you were awesome.
You hear Donnie playing both sides on all of this?
Oh, of course.
All the time.
Like, you're the worst. And then with a little smile on your face, Norm.
I love you.
Like, Jeremy, what are you doing? Thumbs up. Pelvic thrusting every time he says something. Oh, man.
We're losing that.
The look between the monitors is my total favorite.
It's special.
I know it really is, man. And we're going to miss that. But coming up next, Jeremy is going out the only way he knows how. And we'll do that next here on The Ticket.
I've never seen that in my life.
If you want to top that, you have until noon to get that done. Of course, the Domino Tournament is this Labor Day weekend. So looking forward to that. All right. Jeremy's last day. We heard a lot of Jeremy's greatest hits as far as throwing in the one-liners.
Just wrecking the show.
Stopping down the show to the greatest of his abilities, and I love every second of it. Jeremy put together a little something to kind of send himself off, like the champagne on the boat.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward putting together your own montage, but that's okay.
Is it? But before we do that, Jeremy, there's someone who does want to say something pretty nice about you, probably for the first time of his life, in his life, saying something nice about someone, and that's DJ Ringenberg. DJ.
Yeah, short and sweet. As a longtime listener of the station, one of the main things that makes this place special is not just the comedy, but the layers of comedy. There's jokes for everybody. There's jokes for the listeners that have been around for 10, 15, 20 years, stuff that you would only know if you've listened very closely for a long time. And then there's show-specific jokes, where if you're just a P1 of one of the shows, then the little drops he'll play, or, you know, it's just a, it's a little treat. And then even it goes a step further, the jokes of just, like, for 10 people that work here that no one even understands. But Jer is the keeper of all of that. He is such a master of knowledge of the Ticket, and I think a lot of people up here fancy themselves as historians of the station and just such. Jer is such a Jedi, and he's so underrated. And the show that he does during the breaks that no one ever gets a chance to hear, and whenever you see him in the morning, and our little text thread that we have that just has the most vulgar string of responses and emoji combinations that you wouldn't imagine. He's just the funniest guy ever and the nicest guy ever, and it really does make my mornings that it sucks getting here at 5 in the morning. Seeing Jer every morning like that, like it really does make the job worth it, and it is one of those perks that makes making no money worth it. So
absolutely.
It's just really awful that he's not going to be here, and I don't mean to be sappy or anything like that, but just everyone needs to appreciate the greatness of what he does and how good he is at what he does.
And how this station sounds because of him.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a thing that a lot of people might overlook when it comes to who's technically directing. We've had luck with our board ops on the whole.
Right.
But those
and
shoes.
They all go through Jer.
Yeah, those
he's
shoes
the one
are
training
be,
them and all that stuff. And yeah.
Nobody's going to fill those shoes.
It's the original, man. For me, at least. And one I had forgotten about before we played Jer's going out party was the one time we were broadcasting from home, and Jeremy played a drop in my ear and my ear only that shocked the Evan loving hell out of me that I thought was on the air. And he texted me.
Those are good times.
He was like, that was for your ears only. And I just could not stop laughing. And I had about 20, 25 people DM me, Jer, asking me what it was because it was so shocking. And of course, you know, I told them, but that was, I mean, I jumped out of my seat at home when I heard it, thinking, oh my, there's no way. And he just for your ears only. Like, oh my gosh. All right, Jer, I don't know if you want to set this up, but let's rock and roll.
Not
let's
really,
go.
But this is just one last montage of some of my quote unquote greatest hits. Maybe we didn't play last segment. There's a couple things that we played earlier today, but it's the first time playing it on this show, and a couple other things in there, too, I think we'll get a giggle out of, because it's me. So enjoy.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
War, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. And let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation. The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision, yeah. I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute.
And there is no doubt about it, yeah. You, Mean Gene Okerlund, you know that I'm the cream of the crop.
What are you even doing, Norm?
I just chilled. Just chilled.
Just chillaxed.
Then I got to...
waited for it to go down.
Stuff and things like...
Pardon. What are you doing?
The temperature. He wanted it to be a little cooler.
Pick up the pen.
Oh,
no,
that's
no.
What he meant.
Pick up the pen and write it. Pick it up.
He's pretending to
and
write
it down.
I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That was a jerk move, and I want to apologize for Strong Jer.
That was handcrafted.
And then what
are you doing?
Then what?
Stop!
Rince Barons turned you guys on. Heard you discussing the NBA.
Out of the Zen bin.
Time to sober up.
Let's talk. Oh. What was that?
Was that you?
Was that you, Norm?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
My mic was off.
I think it was you, Lewis.
No,
it was you.
No, it was not me.
Is that a giant wheeze?
That was not me.
That was something else. Oh.
Sorry, I had a little too much of the Zen.
Jer. Next.
Today, the Hang Zone will be live from the PWC SMU Athletic Forum featuring Dirk Nowitzki starting at noon. I'm doing this on the fly because Mikey's not in here. If you want to join Dan and Jake at the Hilton Anatole for the event, Get your tickets now at smu.edu/athleticforum or call 214-768-4314.
Thank you, Big Strong Jerry.
He was also one of the people who played Bob Dylan in that movie, I'm Not There.
Well, not anymore.
What's that, Jerry?
Said not anymore. He's not.
What do you mean?
There. Bless you. What?
Anyway, he was currently in the middle of filming a Terry Gilliam movie. Two guys go to the Grand Canyon. They're French-speaking men. They take some video and they upload it to YouTube at Grand Canyon National Park. It shows them shirtless, wearing boxers, luring a squirrel to the edge of the cliff and then kicking it into the Grand Canyon.
God, I hate squirrels, but that's awful.
The video was quickly taken down and then, of course, posted by other users who had snagged it. These guys were French-speaking.
Does that mean they're from France? Or are they French-speaking Canadians?
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel. They're yelling. Getting all psyched up.
Oh.
Wow. How did you get that audio play together in short notice?
Did you see Doris Burke's interview with Chris Rock when Phil Jackson came over?
I didn't understand what they were talking about.
Who is Doris Burke?
I don't know.
Married to Gerald McRaney.
No, that's Delta Burke. Where did she come from? Certainly ABC.
It came out of a chicken's vagina.
Gordon, explain.
Either the greatest or most untimely drop in a long, long time.
God almighty, Jeremy. I don't think that's where Doris Burke came from.
But can you prove that?
The ABC ESPN network.
We're not to tell you something. We went in for our meeting with Kat this morning.
I just called out my
show
junk
and
showed it to her.
Cowboy camp and things coming up and fight night and Johnny's Dominoes.
Is there a point to this?
Right on.
Wow, give him a second to tell a story.
I was telling a story. Friend.
Could you give him 5 seconds?
Jeez, man. You guys are jerks. Go ahead, Norm. I'm sorry.
Sitting right on Kat's desk, atop the pile. What was it, lads?
I was not snooping around.
I wasn't either. I have no idea.
My junk. It was Gordon Keith's dildo certificate showing. Man.
Wow. Well, that's really weird to be on Kat's desk. I mean, why would you leave it up there?
I loved it to him for the weekend.
Not since the Mia Hamm interview has there been a drop so spliced in there perfectly.
Oh, my God.
Man, Jer
for a 21 on the par 5 fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way, it's short.
Hey, breaking news on number 5. Mike Leiner teeing off on the difficult par 5. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
What happened? Jeremy just left the short for 3 inches away. I've never seen that in my life. Oh my God!
Is that a 23, Jer?
He left it short from 3 inches away.
I don't think George is doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jer. I'm laughing at your expense, but that is the funniest thing I think I've ever witnessed.
And in the end,
Wow.
Laughing and crying at the same time. That is so epic. From the keeper of all things wrestling and cartoons and Star Wars and all that, man. You are so valuable and you are so going to be missed, Jer. Seriously.
Thank you.
That's epic. Sweet, sweet Jer, the bear, the big man, whatever we want to call him. It's his last day. He's going off into retirement, so he could be a kept man.
Oh, yes.
25 years, Jer Bear.
25 years is a long time.
25 years. If you wake up before 7 o'clock tomorrow... We still have the deal, right?
Yeah,
when you wake up, you'll text me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to know how long on the first day you will sleep.
If I wake up before 7 a.m. tomorrow, I'm going to punch myself in the stomach.
And then punch yourself in the face. Knock yourself out and then go back to sleep.
I bet the body clock will get you.
Oh, I mean, I fully expect at some point during the night I'll wake up because I do that anyway.
But right,
as far as waking up and staying up, no, that won't happen before 7 at the earliest.
Good.
I just have a cat sitting on my head or something.
Good for you, man.
Because that'll happen.
Good for you. 25 years up here being the Jer Bear that you are, providing everyone with laughter and dark humor. Real dark.
So dark.
Feeding us info on wrestling and movies and cartoons. You are a vault, dude. Seriously.
And the show off the air is even better. Like, just getting, even like a couple months I've been producer, just Jer and I shooting the you-know-what in there.
Same thing that I can't say on the air.
Right.
I know.
Lots of things.
I mean, probably 3 breaks a day is when I step in there and mess with Jer Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Talking all that stuff. Man, you are going to be missed extremely.
Thank you.
Not even enough. We didn't even do enough for the contributions that you made to this radio station. With all the talk on the musers, well deserved. On this show, well deserved. It's a key piece, man, that is going off into the sunset to do his thing every single day.
Yeah.
Just drink whiskey. And
bourbon. Whatever.
Whatever, man. I'm so happy for you. I'm sad for us because I'm going to miss seeing you every day. Every day.
It's
but I'm happy for you. Yeah, right. A lot of people don't get to enjoy this at this age.
No.
To say, hey, man, I need to do this. I need to go off and do what I need to do.
Which is rare in radio. I mean, usually people get shown the door, especially in big market radio. But 25 years, walking away on your own terms.
It's cool, man. Cool. All right. Jeremy's last day. You want to do the honors, sir?
Do what? I don't know.
Are you sad?
I'm usually gone by now.
Yeah, he doesn't have any idea
how
what the button is.
I don't know what to do here.
Are you sad or happy?
Yes. I'm sad happy.
Mm.
Down there.
Take us out.